Hello and welcome to my next podcast. This is your host, Biswarup. In today's podcast, we are going to discuss about how to make a personalized career progression plan. Now, this is very important for young professionals just out of college or in their mid-careers, because this will work as a guiding light as you walk across your career. Very, very important. So how do we do it? Let's deep dive. Number one, understand your strength, weaknesses, passions and interest. This is very, very important, as self-assessment will only be able to teach you which industry or which function that you want to get into. The functionality may depend on the elective subjects that you would have taken in college. But as you have job experiences and you're working for a couple of years or 3 to 4, 5 years, this will evolve over a period of time. I have had examples in my life, in my career, where people have moved from marketing to sales, from sales to branding, from branding to marketing, from supply chain to logistics, from R&D to logistics to purchase. So these will change and continue to fine-tune as you take the career path. So once you've identified through research the industry that you want to get into and the job function that you want to specialize in, look out for mentors, industry leaders, thought leaders, and seek mentorship from them or projects so that you have a huge plethora of knowledge. This will help you to have a good network for your future career, as well as if you want to have a switch in terms of industry or job function, these networks will help you to do that. Number two, once you've identified the industry and the job function, the next important thing is to have a small time action plan so that you know exactly how to push yourself to go to that stage, whether it is getting your new career, getting your new job, or acquiring a new set of skills or knowledge, there should be a timeline by which you work around yourself. With that, you can push yourself consistently to attain that and be able to take one step at a time. It's very, very important. The next obvious step is to be consistent in what you do. As I keep mentioning, once you've started your career, delivery of your key responsibility areas is given. You have to deliver on that, right? In addition to that, acquire new skills. Upskill yourself continuously in a world which is so dynamic and changing so fast. Continuously network and nurture your networks so that you get yourself updated about the industry. You know exactly what is happening. You share your knowledge with people. Share your skills with the people. So that should there be an opportunity, you will be the first who they would remember for a job interview. So be a brand there and help them to recall you in the first instance. So to wrap it up, number one, identify your strength, weaknesses, passion, interest, and therefore your industry and job function. Two, make a short timeline action in terms of your career progression, getting a dream job, or acquiring new skills so that you have it in front of you, blueprinted, and you go consistently until you have been able to get those through. And third, more importantly, don't get disappointed should you not get the required results immediately. For young people like you, for example, if you want a promotion right now, you want it to happen this year only. It may so happen that it doesn't happen this year. So don't get disappointed. Don't get disheartened. It is bound to happen and it's part of the journey. It'll create a stronger you. It will make you a resilient you, and you can face much more challenges in life based on these. Be consistent in your deliveries. consistently upskill yourself, consistently network yourself, and you will see how your career progresses as you had planned, with a little bit of this way or that way. If you found this podcast interesting or useful, please share it with your friends, colleagues, and other professionals. For more tips and tricks, please join my VIP free Facebook group, link given below. This is your host, Biswaroop, signing off. And until the next podcast, keep growing, stay curious, and stay connected. Thank you once again for tuning in.